First it was 48, then 64. Now FEMA says they're planning to house 82 families on the site within the Hagen Lane Business Park. Chico City Manager Mark Orms said he first heard the revised plan just hours before last night's council meeting, where FEMA and Cal OES representatives unveiled it. Officially a group site of manufactured housing units, the 13-acre parcel is one of several planned as interim housing for Camp Fire survivors. Neighbors were on the whole supportive. One chided FEMA over delays, another demanded more housing. Consistently, though, nearby residents said traffic, already bad at some intersections before the blaze, has become terrible. Daniel Horvath, FEMA's lead on the Camp Fire Housing Task Force, told the council in public, there are reasons the work isn't already done.
This is a community that these folks are going to live in for up to 18 months, and potentially longer. It has to be livable for those folks. We have to provide for some green space. We don't want to put people in a place where they're in a worse situation. We don't want that on the news, you know, look what FEMA has built. It's not an internment camp.
Officials said they plan to add advanced sensors to a traffic light at a problematic intersection, but that other proposed solutions, a bridge, road widening, or a roundabout, were too time-consuming to properly study or build. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.